afternoon, gamblers.
T-Bone.
Hey.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates, by degenerates, the number one sports betting podcast on the entire internet.
Number one.
Agreed.
You could follow our action on the Action Network app. It's a tremendous app. You follow us there. GetAction.app/BroBroBets, if
correct.
I'm correct.
You are correct.
Or if you already have it, MyAction.app/BroBroBets.
Or if you want, follow Todd and Diggs and just fade the hell out of me, guys. I can't hit a bull in the ass with a banjo right now.
I didn't have a good night last night.
I would not tail me at this point. I would probably fade me as well. You know, we were hot. We were very, very hot.
We were.
And it's been a rough week, but it's Friday. It's a glorious Friday. And we'll be back next week with more winners. Let's talk about our night last night, boys. This is The Right Side, sponsored by The Right Side. Denver, first half, +2.5. They didn't cover. They were down 4 at half.
My bad.
I mean, one bucket, Todd.
One bucket.
Just one bucket.
Two free throws, boys.
It's an L.
Two free throws. One bucket.
It's an L.
We didn't.
It's my fault.
That's okay. Who had the Dodgers? Gorms. Okay. Good to know. What happened there? What happened there, Gorms?
Well, I mean, I had my first five with Rich Hill going on the mound. They were down 3-0 before you could blink. And then they ended up losing the game 6-0.
Oh, I forgot that was your double. You took them fucking both.
I lost both ends of that one, boys. That's what I'm saying. Fade Gorman today.
Was it me or you, Todd, who had Atlanta first five?
Yeah, that was me.
And it
the
pushed.
Under?
Well, the under.
The under hit.
Oh, boy.
I had Atlanta first five to win, and it pushed. That's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll take a push.
Gorms.
Yeah.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Boy, I was confident on that one. And they were there, though, boys.
Oh, yeah, they were there. They took some bad penalties.
And then they got two power play goals in 28 seconds, the Bruins did. And after that, it was
that'll
like,
do it.
Yeah.
Toronto. Philly showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Philly.
They did.
To all of our surprises, they didn't crumble. They didn't fold it in.
Still ain't buying them.
Good. We'll talk about that later. And then I had the under first five, Oakland and Cincy.
Great call.
The game ended 3-0. So was never a worry there, Todd.
No,
it was never a worry there.
Tell you, we make our living on the Reds.
Okay. Best bets Friday, May 10th. Who do you guys got? We're going to start with Todd McComas, then me, then Gorms. Go, Todd.
This is my best bet for today.
Give it to me.
The Tigers are at Minnesota.
The Detroit Tigers?
The Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
Are at Minnesota. I'm taking the Twins first five money line.
Whoa.
The Twins are the top-rated five-inning team in the league with a five-inning record of 22-10-3 and 11-3-2 at home. The Tigers' five-inning record on the road is 3-10-4.
Garbage!
If you do the math.
Do it.
Equal, right after the equal sign, it says right side.
Nice.
We are on the right side of this bet. Also, the Twins are starting Jake Odorizzi, 4-2, 2.78 ERA. I'm very confident in this bet. That's why it is my best bet for today.
Todd, I am going to go with the Golden State Warriors getting 7 points. They're getting 7 points. Everyone's worried about KD being out. Guess what? Golden State Warriors, 29-4 without Kevin Durant in his career in Golden State. I'm not worried with no KD, and I'm definitely not worried about them losing by more than 7. Give me the Golden State Warriors tonight. Gorms, go.
T-Bone, you know when you're hungry, what do you do, boys?
You eat.
Eat, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. I need to eat, and I need food quick, and that drive-through fast food delivery is happening in Houston tonight.
Houston?
I am, man. I need a win. Verlander on the mound at home against the Rangers, the lowly Rangers. They're -200. I understand it's not a big moneymaker. You got to put up a lot to win a little, but I need a guaranteed win. I'm sticking with Verlander.
All right. I mean, what happened to Houston when you picked Houston last week?
I'm sorry?
When you picked Houston the other day?
Tony, today's a different day.
Today's a different day. That's the theme of the show. Today is a different day.
You like that bullpen. You like the sticks.
Everything about
it.
Just win the
Houston's
game tonight.
Houston's the better team.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the NBA. I had already said I like Golden State tonight. Boys, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Someone tell me if
I'll
I'm
go
right
first.
Or wrong.
I love it, Tony. I like you that you're it? Getting. I love the 29-4 stat that you gave us with KD out of the lineup. Whether you like it or not, Houston, you are a good team, but you are facing a buzzsaw even without Kevin Durant. More shots go up for Steph Curry. More shots go up for Klay Thompson, mm-hmm. as well as Draymond Green gets in this.
Yep.
And the only thing is the big man in the middle is kind of that yes. scares me a little bit because yes. They have no depth. They have no
Zero.
Bench. Mm-hmm. They have no bench. But those sharpshooters tonight and 7 points, I just don't see a blowout happening tonight. I like Houston to win the game. Keep it close, though. Golden State plus the 7.
The Warriors are a different team than what they were a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But a couple years ago, they also did not have Kevin Durant. They also didn't have Boogie Cousins. But, I mean, Livingston was younger. Iguodala was a little younger. Mm-hmm. They had more depth, stuff like that. But I still think 7.5 is a lot of points, Todd. What do you think?
It's a scary amount of points. I will say this. A couple things that do concern me about that bet is Steve Kerr is 2-5 against the spread when he's the underdog by 5 or more points.
Okay.
Majority of the spread tickets are on the Warriors as underdogs.
All right.
54%.
It's not surprised.
During Kerr's era, Golden State is 1-5 against the spread when getting 50% or more of the bets as an underdog. Just a couple concerning things. I do, however, think this is too many points to not take the bet. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a very capable team without him. Yeah. It just allows other people to shine. They're mm-hmm. very good at that. Not the deepest bench,
no.
but I think they can make this a close game. But I am going to go personally
with
the under, 214.
Yep.
In the 40 games without Durant since he joined the Warriors, the under is 27-13. When Durant is out and Curry is in, when you have that combination working for you, the under is 23-10. That's 70%.
Ho, 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 ho. That's a good game one over there.
And they cover the under the total by 8 points.
Here's a little fun fact tonight. If you want to watch this game and find out if you're going to win, mm-hmm. believe it or not, I'm telling you, boys, it goes by Sean Livingston.
I know. It always does.
It really does. If he is playing well, you're in this, and that plus 7 is huge. If Livingston isn't, and again, bench to speak of.
Iguodala,
the same thing. I can almost say the same thing that I am for Livingston, but they need quality minutes out of these guys. If they're cold, mm-hmm. look out. It doesn't look good. If they're in the game and stay in there, both those players, we got something. I'm taking the 7.5.
Okay. Now, if the Rockets win tonight, we have 3 Game 7s on Sunday.
Yes.
3 Game 7s on Sunday. Let's talk about the 2 that are definitely happening on mm-hmm. Sunday. Sixers go up to Toronto. Sixers are 6-point dogs. Do you guys have any feelings here?
I'm taking Toronto. I'm taking the better team. I understand what happened last night. I get it. It was in Philadelphia. Embiid played well. Ben Simmons played out of his mind, getting stuff from the bench. I get it. But they are going up there against Kawhi Leonard, who has had an incredible playoff series, and ride that horse, get this win. I am taking them to cover the 6.5 points at home against Philly.
Here's my concern with that, is calling them the better team. After watching last night, I have some concerns about how fucking pumped Philly is right now.
Sure.
Joel Embiid finally made an impact.
Yep.
Not that he's a scoring impact, but he finally was that presence that they needed inside to open things up for mm-hmm. guys in the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking drained the fuck out of threes when that happened. I look for that trend to continue. I'm not saying they're going to win, but with 6 points, I lean toward the 76ers with the points.
Okay. Jimmy Butler also played very, very
good. Yeah, that's a good point.
He's been the one consistent on that team all series, whatever. I may lean the under here, under the 209. Mm-hmm. Game 7, buttholes are going to be a little tight.
A little bit puckered.
But then both of these teams, when they want to play defense, they are very, very good defensive teams, both of them. And I assume they're both going to want to play defense in a game 7. With the assholes puckered, I might lean the under here, the under 209. So that's my thoughts on that game. And then the other game 7 is the Portland Trailblazers, also getting 6 at the Denver Nuggets. What do we have there, boys?
I take the over. 212.5, I think, is where it's at right now.
Yes,
I mean, the over has hit the last 4 games. 4 out of 5, the last 4, it has hit. There's no reason to believe that this is going to hit again.
Let me one-up you there.
That's low, too.
The over has hit 9 out of 10 times in their games this year.
There we go.
9 out of 10. One of the games was 4 overtime that went over, and it went under. But still, 8-2 is hell of a number for these two teams. I'm also going to go with the over on that game. Gorms, you like?
I'm taking Portland.
Oh, you are?
I'm going with the team. I'm going with Dame Lillard, who's been there. McCollum's playing out of his mind.
Yes.
You're a good squad. You're a good outfit and a good franchise, Denver. But you got a lot of young blood on that team, guys that haven't been in this mm-hmm. position before. Portland also not many times in this position, but more so than them. I'm taking big shot Dame Lillard. I'm taking them to cover.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch like the actual game as far just the total. Because in a game like this, in a game 7, Dame could go off for 45. Who knows? And then CJ McCollum was incredible last game. If those two combine for 50, right, which they probably will, then Portland definitely has a decent chance. But it's a fucking coin flip as far as I'm concerned is who's going to actually win the game. So Todd and I are both going over there. I'm going – and Gorms is taking Portland. I'm going under in – 76ers and Raptors. Gorms is going Raptors, and Todd is taking Sixers plus the points. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so those are Sunday's games. And then we have a game tomorrow and Sunday in the NHL. Blues at Sharks open their series. I love the Sharks.
Yeah, I love the Blues. Oh,
do you?
Oh,
why?
Just hot team on the road. Tough place to play up in San Jose. Mm-hmm. St. Louis somehow finding ways to win, and they're playing incredible on the road. I just think it's one of those games where I called it last night. I was wrong, but I'm going to flip it again. Road team gets the win, opens up the series with that important 1-0 victory. You know,
the Sharks just
1-0
have
lead.
So much talent.
They do.
So much talent, and that's what I'm going to rely on here. And then, Todd, do you have anything on that game?
I do not. The rest of mine are MLB.
And then on Sunday, Carolina-Boston game 2. Do you want to make a makeup pick for this?
I mean, why not? Just take Boston. Go ahead. I mean, they proved it last night. Go ahead. Carolina, I'm not done with you. It's a 7-game series, you bunch of jerks. But you're playing, or Boston rather, is playing too well. I'm going to take the home team.
All right. Let's go to the MLB, last sport of the day. I will start. We'll go around the room.
Okay.
I like Brewers, Cubs, under 4 for the first 5. What do you got?
Good call, baby. There it is.
I like
Todd's going to have better reasoning for me than me.
I know.
But I read an article at the very beginning of the season. As the season goes on, when you get good teams playing each other, lean to the under because they are good teams, so they're not going to make mistakes. They have better pitching, stuff like that. So always lean to the under when two good teams are playing. These teams are coming up. The Cubs are 9-1 in the last 10. Brewers are 8-2. Gio Gonzalez has a 2.61 ERA. Jose Quintana has 3.4 ERA. So I'm going with the first 5 under in that. Todd, do you have any other reason?
3 simple reasons. Quintana on the hill. He's got a 1.8 ERA at Wrigley.
Oh.
With Gio Gonzalez starting, who's a good lefty with a 2.61 ERA, like you mentioned, the Cubs also happen to be the second worst hitting team in the league against lefties. And we have a 7-mile-an-hour win. Blowing straight
into
home plate.
Inward at Wrigley. That's a big fucking stat.
And chilly, boys. Chilly up there.
It is going to be chilly
like
up there.
50 degrees.
Those bats do not like the cold weather. Joe Boo does not like the cold weather.
That's right.
What do you got? You got any baseball games?
Well, you heard my Astros pick, okay? That's a lock. I don't want this one in the cup of coffee parlay a day.
Oh, you don't?
But I'm playing this bet, and it's fun, so please listen.
Okay.
I love Seattle at the Red Sox, okay? And here's what I love about it. Not picking the winner of the game, but it is chilly as well. Another chilly night. The under-over is 10 there. I was looking at their games. They've had a lot of overs, about 6 out of last 10 for both of them. Mm-hmm. I'm flipping the switch. Todd, I need a win. I'm going under 10 runs in the cold, chilly air tonight in Boston. Is Seattle, Boston under 10.
Do you also feel like Seattle is starting to play better since the accidental appearance of the Starbucks Cup in Game of Thrones?
I do.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
I do.
They did there's get a something win the there. Other night against the Yankees, so possibly.
So like I said, don't throw that in, Tony. That's just me trying to beat Mother Baseball, which is awful tough.
Got it. My second pick here, I am going to go Reds, Giants.
Let's go.
Under first
Let's
five.
Go.
Luis Castillo on the mound, who has been unbelievable this year, 1.9 ERA. Versus the Giants, who cannot hit. The Reds have been batting better recently, but they're still in the bottom 10 of the league in batting. So I'm just going to go with the first 504 here in this.
They are bad.
Tony, we are so simpatico right now.
Really?
We are so in sync with our brains right now because I also took, and the only thing I would add to that is the Giants are like one of the worst teams in the first five innings. I mean, they only averaged 1.58 runs in the first five.
They still have not scored in the first inning, by the way. They still have not scored in the first inning on the road. So we're simpatico so far. I got one more.
Okay.
I love these under first fives. I don't know why I do. It's just something that
I love. Well, for one, I don't have to wait 7 hours to find the outcome. Best. Yeah.
My last one is an incredible pitching matchup. Yanks and Rays, first five, under four. Tyler Glasnow's on the mound for the Rays. He's 6-0 with a 1.47 ERA going against the Yankees and Domingo Gorman.
Yes.
That's you, buddy.
That's me.
Your cousin, right?
It is.
Who's also 6-1 with a 2.35 ERA, under four, first five. Lock it up.
Domingo.
Don't lock it up. That's not a word we use here anymore.
Nope.
Book it.
Good bet it up.
Yeah. Good bet it up.
Good bet it up.
Domingo.
Todd, you got any others?
I do not. I'm well as dry.
All right, awesome. So I'm going there, and then maybe a little bit of a lean here. Don't go too crazy.
A toe in the water lean.
Los Angeles Angels, Baltimore Orioles, both starting pitchers' ERAs are over 7.
Oh.
The reason why I'm not fully in on it, the over-under first five is 6, and the over-under for the game is 11. Those are both very high numbers, even though both pitchers are over 7 for their ERAs.
Where's the game?
It's in Baltimore, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Another chilly night up there, boys. All I'm saying is,
what are you, fucking weatherman Gordon?
I mean, all of a sudden, we got this cold spell going on. If it's 40 degrees up there, balls aren't flying.
I don't know. I think I like the Angels for 10 runs just by themselves.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my toe becomes a full leg.
Why not?
I don't know. All right. So let's get into our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Let's go.
Minnesota Twins, first five from Todd.
Hot team.
Bingo. Golden State Warriors, plus 7.5. Too many points. Houston Astros, minus 275. Gourmets, Golden State Warriors. Houston Rockets, under 214.
Here we
Todd.
Go.
Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs, first five under from Todd and myself. Giants, Reds, first five under from Todd and myself. Yankees, Rays, first five under from moi.
Okay.
$5 to win $285.
Guys, it's better than a sharp stick. And
it's
and
better
I mean,
than
you
a
know,
sharp fucking stick.
Right in the eye.
I don't know what that means.
It's better than a sharp stick in the eye, is the old saying. And yeah, I'm saying $5 to win $285. That's better than a sharp stick.
That's better than a sharp stick.
You know what I mean? I don't care.
Shake a stick at me. Roll the dice.
Well, before we roll the dice, Tony, if I may,
yeah.
I let a bird landed on my shoulder earlier this morning, Todd, and said our good friend Tony T-Bone, you know, our friend Diggsy over there, may be hitting a casino this weekend.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say where, which one, and nothing like that, but you go in, what's your game, T-Bone?
I'm a craps guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Straight up.
We're going to roll the dice.
There it is.
And here's what I say. All right. We haven't covered the rules yet.
Yep.
Okay.
I say we modify them a little bit.
What's that, okay. Todd?
All right. I think the percentage is a little too high for just rolling doubles.
We rolled doubles the past
dice.
2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So for this to be very meaningful, I used to play a game with my cousin. It was a dice baseball.
Okay.
And in dice baseball, when you rolled a hard eight or 2 4s, it was a home run.
Bingo.
I say if we hit a hard eight, that's a guaranteed
let's go, boys.
Fucking win for the cup of day parlay.
Let's go. So we need 2 4s, right? 5 and 3 isn't do us anything.
Correct.
We need a
that
hard
would be
eight.
A soft
hard
eight.
Whoa,
oh,
whoa,
Jesus
whoa.
Christ.
Whoa, sloppy dice, sloppy dice. We need new dice.
You know what he did? He went back to the dugout, got himself a new bat.
Little craps tip, a little craps luck tip. If the dice does fly off the table, I yell same dice.
Yeah?
Same dice.
Same dice?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, boys. Ready?
Same dice.
Hard eight's coming. Well, we got a 3-2, boys. 3-2.
Okay.
That's all right.
We'll see what happens.
I understand.
Hey, that's a winner.
Doesn't mean we won't win.
It's a good number,
3-2 adds up to 5. Yeah. 5 to win 285.
Right. 5 to win 2. And what's today? What day of the week is today?
The fifth day of the week.
Thank you.
Hello.
Everyone.
Unless you start your calendar on Sunday.
Be safe this weekend. Have a great weekend. I don't like people that do that. Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.